We've been asking this question on All Tech Considered, just because you can develop more advanced technology, should you? A Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor is trying to get future tech workers to ask that question. From member station WBUR, Zeninjor Enwemeka reports.
MIT philosophy professor Abby Everett Jakes thinks a lot about ethics.
I'm an ethicist. I'm especially interested in ethics of things we make.
Ethics is something the world's largest tech companies have been forced to reckon with because of problems with their products. Facebook has been criticized for failing to quickly remove toxic content, like the live stream of the New Zealand mosque shooting. YouTube had to disable comments on videos of minors after pedophiles flocked to its platform. And as artificial intelligence continues to creep into our daily lives, Professor Jakes worries about privacy. She's really freaked out by facial recognition.
Tracking us continuously and pervasively.
Studies have already shown facial recognition misidentifies minorities. Some companies have hired ethicists to help them spot some of these issues. But Professor Jakes wants future engineers and computer scientists to understand the pitfalls of tech before they enter the industry. So she created a new class at MIT called Ethics of Technology. One exercise she came up with is to have her class of 30 students play a game designed to make them think about how to achieve fairness. Jakes puts a large paper bag at the front of the room. The students don't know what's inside, except that there are treats, and they have to figure out how best to share them with the class.
All right, let's hear some ideas.
One student thinks they should just dump everything out of the bag and figure things out from there. But freshman Benjamin Spector thinks they should first put someone in charge.
Random benevolent dictator. Entirely empowered.
The class comes up with a dozen other ideas. Then they vote. The chosen idea? Each student is randomly assigned a number and allowed to pick something based on their number once the bag is open. Professor Jakes empties the bag. It's assorted baked goods.
Rice Krispie treats, chocolate chip cookies, ginger cookies, and oatmeal cookies.
But then one student says,
"Sorry, can we like determine who's vegan here and like..."
No.
The class didn't account for different dietary needs. And that's exactly what Professor Jakes wants the students to think about.
Ooh, our system didn't protect a certain important minority.
That resonates with Sel Skeggs, a senior in computer science.
I've been the person throughout the semester beating the dead horse of how does this technology affect LGBTQ people, to the extent that some people have like suggested solutions to things. And then when that question's imposed, they're like, oh, I didn't actually think about that thing at all.
This comes into play in real life, too. For instance, some transgender Uber drivers were kicked off the app when a security feature couldn't recognize them. The feature required drivers to take a selfie to verify their identity, but didn't account for people who are transitioning. Srinivas Kaza is a computer science major. He wants to work with image technology, but says he's really concerned about doctored photos and the spread of misinformation.
I think it's just important to not contribute to the problem.
And that's exactly why Professor Jakes created this class, for these students to understand that ethics is essential to their work as engineers and computer scientists. For NPR News, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka in Boston.